This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 184 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are continuing with our Tom Cruise month, or as we call it, Cruising with Tom. And this is where we're reviewing Tom Cruise movies that are not the franchise films. No sequels, nothing like that. This week, we got a little bit of... Alex, I think this is a first-time watch for you, isn't it?
This is definitely a first-time watch for me.
Okay, yeah, we got before. A little bit of Night and Day, starring Tom Cruise, Cameron Diaz, James Mangold directing. So there's some good talent involved. Alex has never seen it. I have seen it a while ago. I actually saw this in the theater and maybe once on Blu-ray at some point. But again, another one. It's been a while because I didn't remember half the stuff that was happening when it was happening. I totally forgot Gal Gadot was in this. Like I was like, well, hey, she's fine. Oh, that's Gal Gadot. So we're going to be talking a little bit about this movie in just a second. But before we do, you already know, we got to hit you with a little bit of the Rotten Tomatoes. Now, this one's a little, I mean, I'll say surprising a little bit, but maybe not. This is not great reviews. This has a 52% critic score and a 49% audience score. Now, I'm not entirely surprised with the critic score, to be honest. I'm a little surprised with the audience score. I'm surprised it's lower than the critic score. Because I do know a number of people who enjoy this film, but maybe I know all the people who enjoy this film and everyone else didn't really like it. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you look at the numbers for the box office, it could indicate, my friend, here we go. Worldwide for $261 million on a budget of $117 million. So it doesn't look
It wasn't a big hit, but it didn't lose money.
No, I don't know. It's weird. The numbers, man.
Number for the budget is kind of high. I mean, you could see it. Anyway, we're going to get into it now in a moment. So let's go ahead. We're going to start off with the lead character. Of course, Tom Cruise. He's playing Roy
Miller.
What's his last name? Miller. Roy Miller. Yes. Played by Tom Cruise. Alex, take it away.
I like Roy Miller. I thought he was good. All right. So let's do it this way. Tom Cruise plays a spy that pretty much they freaking framed him for stealing something like a battery. And Zephyr. You really don't know if he's telling the truth or not. So that's the whole point of the whole movie. You're in Cameron Diaz's shoe when you're watching, actually watching the movie through, and you find out he's really the good guy. I actually liked him. I thought Tom Cruise always does good. Again, I mean, he's Ethan Hunt. So you kind of feel the Ethan Hunt-ness in this film. So I always liked Tom Cruise as this character. This is his bread and butter. He is good. His charm is there. The action sequences, you already know he's driving the car. So when he's doing all the skidding and all the driving, you know it's him. You know he's running. They got the traditional running Tom Cruise everywhere. Yeah. And he looks kind of fit, man, for whatever age he was. He's 60 now, so you got to be, what, 50?
40s?
Yeah, 50 or 40. Yeah.
Late 40s,
maybe? Yeah, late 40s. So I liked him. He was very good. Very good, very fun to see. They had great chemistry. Cameron Diaz was very good. I haven't seen a movie with her in a long time, in a very long time. So her charm is there. She's very beautiful. Blue eyes are popping. I was like, wow, she's really gorgeous. Other than that, I gave it a 5. I think he was great in the role. And I think what worked also is the cast and crew around him kind of brought out his acting also. So, 5.
All right. Very good. I like Tom Cruise in the role. It was fun to see him get to have a little bit of fun. Not that he doesn't have fun in all his movies. It always seems like he's having mostly fun. But this is a more lighthearted film. It's like if Ethan Hunt was in a rom-com.
Yeah.
That's kind of the tone of the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not quite a rom-com. It's an action movie. Definitely. It's an action movie where there's a love story. But it has like a light tone. It's not like an overly serious movie at all. I do like a lot of the jokes with him where he keeps drugging her. And then like when she wakes up and he's hanging upside down, he's like, don't worry, I got this. We're going to get out of this. And then she wakes up and they're like jumping out of a plane. like that whole sequence is really funny to me. As far as the character, I gave him a 4. I think he's good. The only thing is like, you don't know a lot about him. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he worked for the CIA for a while. He could be bad. He could be good, but most likely he's good. He's Tom Cruise. You know what I mean? And then he's just a good guy who pretend, his parents think he's dead and he does, he's trying to save this kid. So a good-hearted character, you know, wants to keep the kid alive, ends up falling in love, you know, with Cameron Diaz's character. Does the action scenes really good, but there's not, it's kind of thin. It's a fairly thin character to me. So while he's fun, I'm going to give him the 4 because he's good in the action and everything like that, but not super deep for me. All right, main villain. Now, there's kind of 2 villains, but the main villain ends up being Peter Sarsgaard. He's like his ex-partner CIA guy.
I give him a 3. There was not much scenes with him in it. And when he was in the scene, I mean, you don't even see what happens with Tom Cruise and him at the end. You just hear a gunshot, and then he's like, "You're okay," which was the Riddler. I think he was the Riddler, right? In the Batman?
That was Paul Dano. Yeah, that's the guy who played the Riddler.
We'll talk about his story, because they had a great cast in this damn movie. A very powerhouse cast, which I was so stunned. But anyway, you really don't see much of him in the main villain at all. He just gives him the battery. It blows up. Like, shebang. That's it. That's all you got,
right? He
picks
her up early in the movie, and then he gets yelled at by his boss, and then he shows up at the end.
Yeah, so it was pretty... Honestly, dude, I was nice to give him a 3, because I could have gave him a 2. So I know that's where you're going to go, maybe, but I'm going to give him a 3. I gave him a 3.
Yeah, I gave him a 2. I gave him a 2. He is, he's not in it a lot. I like Peter Sarsgaard as an actor. He's good. I like him. I like watching him and stuff. But, you know, he's just a whiny kind of like, you know, CIA guy who constantly gets yelled at and then is always failing. He doesn't succeed at anything in this movie. And he gets blown up in a helicopter at the end, which was funny. He doesn't do any fighting. You know, he doesn't do anything. He threatens a nerd. The kid is like a nerd. You know, he's the Riddler in the Batman. He is not the Riddler in this. He's like a nerdy science guy. And that's who he decides to pick on. And like, you know, he's so tough around him. So I gave him a 2, and that's generous. I could have gave him a 1. You said you were generous with the 3. Could have given him a 2. I could have given him 1. He doesn't do much. And I'm going to give him 2 because he's a good actor. When he's on screen, he's okay. And that's my nice score for this review. Okay, action scenes.
Action. I loved it. I love my action scenes in this movie, dude. Tom Cruise, finally, I think he found his bread and butter's action, dude. I think he found it. He was like, you know what? But it came too freaking late because he's like in his 80s right now. But still, I love it, dude. He looks great doing his stuff. We got the running cruise. We got the driving cruise. We got the motorcycle cruise. We got jumping out of a mountain cruise. Yeah, we got to jump off the mountain cruise. Yeah. And I loved it, dude. I thought everything was awesome with Tom Cruise in this movie. I love when she went into the cockpit she went to the bathroom in the airplane and he fucks everybody up. She comes back, he has 2 drinks and she makes out with him. And he goes, well, something bad I gotta tell you. I killed the pilots. And she thought it was like, and she has a drink. I absolutely loved it. I thought the action sequences were superb. I love when she goes, I want to get out the car. And he went into the parking lot and he went out the thing and he perfectly parked the car in the spot. It went, and I was like, this dude's the man, bro. I was like, how many shots he did to take to do that? I was like, my man is so good. I had to give him a 5. That's how good this movie was. Yeah, I gave it a 5.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of action in this movie. Way more than I remember. I guess a comp, and we were talking about this off air, and a good comp for this as far as like tone and stuff is like a movie like Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Mm. This movie has more action than that movie, but they have the similar tone. You know what I mean? Like kind of light, kind of fun. Women can watch it. Men can watch it. Sure, girls, boys, teenagers. You know, it's not nothing too crazy, but it has a lot of action scenes. I do feel the action scenes are better executed in this movie. Like they look really good. The car chase scene is really good. I love when he's on the car and he's like on the roof and it starts going up the other thing, the way it like it looks like freaking Tom Cruise is really on top. He probably was on top of that car. And he jumps onto the hood of the other one. He always has those 2 machine guns, which is awesome when he's shooting the 2 machine guns. You got an big explosion when they're on the island. You get an explosion at the end. You get a super cool car chase scene through the running of the bulls in Spain.
That was cool. That was cool.
Yeah, that was very creative. I love creative action. You know me. If you can get a little creative and mix it up. So you know what? I'm right there with you. I actually gave this a 5. I think this has both a lot of action. See, this is my 5 requirement. Give me a lot and or really well executed choreographed action. And this kind of has both. It has just, I think it hits the cap of it's a 5 for me. I thought it was well done and inventive. different. I haven't seen a motorcycle car chase through the Running of the Bulls. You know what I mean? So it was a good time, and everything looked really good. Nothing too over the top that looks totally stupid. Very enjoyable. So yeah, a 5 and a 5. All right, storyline.
All right, let's bring it back down a notch. I gave it a 3 for good. I thought it was it was a good storyline. I mean, it was one of those, like, he used her to get this battery through the x-rays and all this in the airport, and that's how everything happens. I guess it was like a fate thing for her, and for him, it was just one of those, like, I need her to help me out. That's pretty much it what I got from the storyline. Now, this is what I wanted to say. The cast around is what made the movie. You got freaking, what's the name that plays Amanda Waller?
Viola Davis.
Yeah, you got
this.
Viola Davis as the same as Amanda Waller character.
She's Amanda Waller. Yeah,
she's Amanda practicing. Waller in this one. You got her. You got Gal Gadot. She is gorgeous in this movie.
Gal Gadot.
Yo, dude, she is gorgeous in this movie. I was like, holy crap, mad young. I kind of forgot. There was a lot. There was a lot of big dude, the big actors.
Peter Sarsgaard, good, well-known actor.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Dano, the aforementioned Paul Dano. Tom Cruise, Cameron Diaz, just right there. That's good enough. And you had a couple character actors, like her ex-boyfriend, the firefighter guy. Like, I've seen him in stuff, but he's not super famous. Yeah. The bad guy, the Spanish, like, bad guy. He's been in things.
That's
the
dude,
like,
from Bad Boys 2, right? The Cuban guy.
Oh, yeah. See, he's got, like, good character actors, you know, popping up. And yeah, good cast. I agree.
Yeah, great cast. I mean, other than that, look, it's a generic storyline, but I think I'm starting to enjoy James Mangold directing style. Because I like the way he shoots. He's like my Peter Berg right now also. Like, Peter Berg can shoot action scenes. This dude can shoot action scenes. Like, you could see it. Like, this dude, James Mangold, could do a Mission Impossible movie. Like, if they wanted to give it to him as a helm, because you could see it. This has so much Mission Impossible isms in the whole film. So with that said, I gave it a 3, though. It's a good story. Hey,
maybe a future director spotlight. Who knows? Maybe we'll get a little bit of Mangold or Peter Berg or both. Oh. You never know. You know what? We are, once again, I gave this a 3. It's good, but it's really generic. Like, this is a base level. You know what? This is like an entry level spy movie. Like, if you don't really like spy movies, or if you're going on a date, you know, well, now it's on video. If you're at home and you're looking for a movie in, and like a nice little fun date movie, and your significant other's like, oh, I kind of like action, but nothing too crazy. This is the movie. But because of that, it never goes above a 3. It's super basic. You know, everything that's going to happen. They kidnap the guy. Then he's going to, you know, he's a smart guy. Then there's the little love story, and there's going to be some misunderstandings. And then she doesn't know if he's good or if she could trust him or not. You've seen it. You know what I mean? Yeah. You've seen it. But it gets the job done, because it's mostly fun to watch for the visuals. Again, it looks great. Movie looks great. Got a lot of great locations. Again, you got that beach island. Looks great. Spain, you know, Boston, whatever. But Boston is there. you know, they're in Wichita, Kansas, which, fun fact, that was the original name of the movie. It was called Wichita, and then they changed it to Night and Day. Wichita's a dumb name.
Stupid.
Yeah, so, you know, and then there's, of course, like this, and they're all just going after a battery. At the end of the day, they're going after this little unstoppable power source. And that's it. It's really generic.
It was a very unique, I mean, I didn't see no other, like, spy movie that had like a battery that could generate a whole city, and it was like a size of a AAA battery.
Sure.
I was like, this is unique. Yeah. Oh, like, okay.
It is, but it's basic in that it's just like a thing.
Yes.
Like, it's all these people going after a thing, and then the bad guys want it and the good guys don't want to let them get it. So you've seen this movie just with a different thing. But yeah, I gave it a 3. It got the job done. It's not bad. It's just fine. Okay, overall.
Overall, I think James Mangold did a great job. Like, a really great job. Like, I really enjoyed it. Like, I would buy it and put it in my collection. Like, I enjoyed this movie. It's a very fun movie. It's one of those that you really don't have to think. It's just a fun comedy, romantic action film between two A-list actors. I mean, she was an A-list actress at the time, so, because of the whole Shrek. So I thought it was great and fantastic. So I gave it a 4. I thought it was a great film. I enjoyed it for what it was. Like I said, I'm so excited to see what James Mangold, watching this and seeing how the action was well-paced and well-thought-out. Can't wait to see what he does with Indiana Jones 5, to be honest with you, because it's going to be a different version. I have a feeling it's going to be very different from what Spielberg would have given us. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Well, very interesting. I mean, but anyway,
look what he did with Logan. A lot of old characters in that. Maybe he's just good. He knows how to mess with the oldies.
But he said they are de-aging Harrison, though. I'm a little scared.
I trust him. Yeah. I think he's a good director. You know, I'm a little under you, just barely. I give it a 3.5. It's a 7 out of 10 movie. You know, these kind of movies, even though the action's really great, they have a cap. You know, it has a cap. And yours, pretty much, you know, 7 or 8. I don't see it. This is not like a 10 out of 10 movie. It's a pretty entertaining action comedy romance. That's never going to be like some masterpiece of filmmaking.
Yeah.
But it's fun. You're right. Tom Cruise. It's got some A-listers. Tom Cruise, Cameron Diaz, who's now she's retired. Maybe that's also why you haven't seen her in a long time. She doesn't act anymore. But, you know, this was prior, obviously, to that. I've always liked Cameron Diaz. We didn't talk about her much. I've always liked Cameron Diaz. I like her in comedy best. I think she's funny. Yeah, I think she has good timing. Good.
Yeah.
So I actually liked her in this role because she got to use some of that comedy. I like when she's on the truth serum at the end. That part was really funny.
Have sex.
And she's like, you know what I want to do right now? I want to have sex. I think it would be great. And then he's like, yeah, whatever. And she's like, Roy.
Yeah.
You don't seem very excited to see me. It was really funny.
Yeah.
And I think she did a really good job. I like her in comedy, and she's physical enough to do the action, and you kind of, like, she's not like a tiny little petite person. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I like her. I've always liked Cameron Diaz. So yeah, good cast, fun movie, entertaining, 3.5 for me, 4 for you. What's your total points?
My total points is a flat 20, even slate. Okay. 20.
Very nice. I have 17.5. It's good. It's good. Don't get me wrong. I do own this on Blu-ray, by the way, and it is a really good looking Blu-ray. So it doesn't have a 4K movie yet. If you do want to buy it, it's a good looking Blu-ray. You won't be mad if you want to add it to your collection. But I think there's also a director's cut or unrated cut. I have it digitally. I don't know the difference. I just watched the Blu-ray. It's fine as it is. I can't imagine it needs, you know, anything really more. I don't know what they could add to it. But so 17.5 for me, 20. For you. That wraps up this movie. Now, coming up next week, we of course are going to be continuing on with Spider-Man, which, by the way, it's turning out more fun than I thought. A lot more fun than the Roger Moore Bond movies. At least these are different actors and different you know what I mean? Like, I feel like by the 5th Roger Moore movie, I was tired of it.
We all tapped out. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas with the 5th Spider-Man movie, I'm actually really looking forward to watching it. So, Amazing Spider-Man 2, and then I don't know. This might be another first time watch for you. We got a little bit. We're going back to sci-fi, Tom, with a little bit of Oblivion. Have you seen Oblivion?
Nope.
All right. Now, Oblivion, directed by Joseph Kosinski, who, of course, just directed him in Top Gun Maverick. So they've worked together before. This was their first time working together. So, yeah, I haven't seen this since the theater. So I'm looking forward to rewatching this one as well.
Interesting. Like I said, I heard. Is that the one Morgan Freeman, too? He's in it.
Morgan Freeman, Olga Kurylenko, okay. the from Quantum of Solace, Tom Cruise, and a really cool score. Pay attention to the score. It's by this French group called M83. They do kind of electro. They're almost like a Daft Punk type group.
Yeah.
And Kaczynski did Tron Legacy, which of course was Daft Punk. So again, with the electronics, like, it's a really cool score. We don't score scores here, but we could add it to overall. But really interesting movie.
Oh, interesting. All right, yeah, I'm looking forward to it next week. Other than that, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlixMovieReviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to YouTube.com/GeeksAndFlicks for the video versions of the podcast, or go to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. And of course, there we have the audio and video, and then we have the merch store if you guys want to have an Action Movie Guys t-shirt or a Geeks and Flicks t-shirt and other merchandise stuff there too. Again, www.geeksandflicks.com. He is your host,
Nate from Nate Flicks Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.